The number of young adults who age out of the foster care system in North Carolina without being adopted is on the rise, and they face many barriers to completing higher education. Liz Schlemmer has the story of a program at Wake Tech that gives a hand to those students.
Kimberly Thomas knows from experience how hard it is to move forward after aging out of foster care.
I didn't know what I wanted to do at 18. At 18, I wanted to be free, but how to support myself, I had no idea how to do that.
Thomas was living in a group home then. She'd been in 4 foster homes since she was 16. Now she's pursuing an associate's degree in social work at Wake Tech Community College.
And then I'm hoping to get my master's and just be a social worker, therapist to try to help kids in the neighborhoods and try to help them overcome the statistics.
That's something she's trying to do too, to beat the odds. Less than 3% of youth aging out of foster care finish college. Thomas isn't doing it on her own. At age 22, she joined a program called Fostering Bright Futures. Michelle Blackman is the program's coordinator.
I consider myself the mom of the program. I actually help them for registration, advising, financial aid, you name it, I am that point person.
And that goes way beyond academics.
They lose housing if they don't have transportation. Academics is the last thing on their mind. So my goal and my job is to make sure that those things are not what they have to focus on.
That means helping all 30 students with the kind of things families might help their college student with when they're in a pinch. And at the holidays, it also means a party with presents. It's another way Michelle and the program help students feel supported. Thomas was overwhelmed by the gift she received through donors.
And it feels good for somebody to pay attention to you and make you feel special. So that's what Michelle does for not just me, but for everybody here. Like, she makes us feel really special and loved. And I couldn't ask for anything more than that.
Wake Tech is the only community college in the state that has a program like this. So far, it's helped 10 students finish their degrees. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.